Judy.
He hasn't come on.
Okay. Randala.
Yeah, so good morning.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. Well, I'm running a little bit late, so I won't start for about a minute. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Zerura, Alephet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Aharendu, No Ra, Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Givavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimeldalet, Yudkapin, Barhem Taharem, Rachame Sitkatcha, Tamid Gamlem, Etet Resh, Tzadi Taf Gimel, Hasim Kadosh, Erov Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Et Kufbet, Tet Nunayan, Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kiddushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmatziakatenu, Yodeya Talumot, Shin Kufaut, Tzadi Yudtaf. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanum, Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alafim, Noseah on Wafesha, the Chata'a Vinake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse, a tool from the Sulam commentary of the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, which is Pasuk 29, and we'll start with Elishem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimud Chilud Chilu Urchimu L'yachta L'shem Yudhe Bavalhe V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah L'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maase Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maase Yadeinu Konenei Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Sanenan Bekucha Berichu Koma Diaved Leela Witata Kola Yihu Kishot Beovada Dikshot Veleilach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Bikshot Inun Wikola Itzderich Be Alma. The energy of this current year, the year 5780, has two aspects. Revealed aspect, which is connected to the energy of the word compensation, and the concealed aspect, which is connected to the year or to the word Shefa, which is the goodness of Hashem. We reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation by studying verses that connect to the energy of this year, 5780. So tonight we are going to study the verse in Exodus chapter 9, verse 31. Vaha pishta vaha sora nukata kirita shora avi vaha pishta evo. The translation of this verse: and the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was in the ear and the locust was upon the flax. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan taktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. We do this utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akaheta ezayo alada la awahe heya yozala mebe he he reyo he kome la awaka la yo la wa wa pe he la nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me pe he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be he he yo yo me wa me. Now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim in this, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa me he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa me nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ta wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu a ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo Dahe be me taco a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 14th day of Cheshvan, Rabbi Yehuda Lawi, Rabbi Leib Bal HaYeshuruim in Sfat, Rabbi Abraham Elimelech Perlo of Stolen Carlin. He's the son of Rabbi Yisrael. We will now connect with the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yusod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yo ho. Yo ahuni wu yo ho. Yo ahuni wu yo ho. Gevura. Yaach. Ni wu yo. Yaach. Ni wu yo. Yaach. Ni wu yo. Chesed. Yeah, anyway, yo hair. Yeah, anyway, yo hair. Yeah, anyway, yo hair. Bina. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Yeah, anyway, yo hey. Hakma. Yeah, anyway, yo ha. Yeah, anyway, yo ha. Yeah, anyway, yo ha. Keter. Yeah, anyway, yo ha. Ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Esther Dibrot, the 10 utterances. Vaydaber Elohim et kol hadevarim ha'ele lemor. Anochi Hashem. Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'bet avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pe'esel v'kol temunah asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat Wa'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaweh lachem v'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked awon avot al banim al shileshim v'al ribeim Lishonai v'yoseh chesed la'alafim li'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha la'shav ki lo yidake Hashem me'at yasher tisa et shemo la'shav Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Vikasho sheshet yamim tavod viasita. Kom lachtecha v'yom hashvi'i. Shabbat l'Hashem Elohecha. Lo taseh kol melacha. Ata u'bincha u'vitecha. Avdecha v'yamatcha. Uvhemtecha v'garcha asher b'sharecha. Yisheshet yamim. Asa Hashem et Hashemayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asherbam v'yanach b'yom hashvi'i al kein v'erach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikad shehu kabed et avicha et imecha leman yarichun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtzach lo tinaf lo tignof lo te'ane v're'acha et shaker lo tachmod beit re'echa lo tachmod eshet re'echa v'avdo v'amato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l're'echa. We'll now connect to the Shema Yisrael, the unity prayer. Please close your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. And now the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. We will now say, connect to the Gadish, which is an elevator, to take us to the level of our class tonight, which is a class on the Ari.
Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabbah, and we all say Amen. V'yomadiv rakirute v'yamlich malchute v'chayechon v'yomechon uv'chaye. They call Beit Yisrael, Ba'agala v'izman kariz, it barach v'ishtabach, v'it pa'ar, v'it ramam, v'it nase, v'it adar, v'it ale, v'it alal, shemeid akucha, le'ela min ko birkata v'shirata, tushrechata v'nechemata, Da'amiran bi'alma, Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya, V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, V'imru amen. Oh, say shalom dim roma. Huya say shalom aleinu. We all call Yisrael. Vimru amen. Tonight's class is the Ari on the Parasha of Vayera. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 14, the second column from the left, that opens up to the landing pages of the Ari's writings. Scroll down almost to the bottom. It's about an inch from the bottom. You'll find Parasha Vayera, and the second link under that is titled Strength and Unity, and that will be our class tonight. We will start with the L'Shem Yehud, because we grounded the energy of the L'Shem Yehud when we said the Baruch Shem. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu. Liakta l'shem yudhei bavavhei, v'yehuda shulim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu konenehu. The Kabbalah teaches that Abraham's advisors each had a spiritual agenda. And God appeared to Abraham in the plains of Mamre. This is how the parasha begins. All that we are required to rectify in this world is only for the purpose of causing Zerantin and the Nukva to couple. For we receive the means of livelihood, divine beneficence, and children only from them, who are our spiritual father and mother. God has set up the creational order such that he channels our needs into the physical world via the spiritual world. The latter must therefore be functioning properly in order for the channels of divine blessing to flow properly. In this context, the divine blessings are the offspring of the union of the spiritual male and the spiritual female, antecedents of our own souls. Thus, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai interpreted the verse, "Your father and mother will rejoice," to mean that your father is the Holy One, blessed be he, and your mother is the community of Israel. There are appellations of Zerantin and Nukva respectively. Zerantin is Hashem, and the community of Israel is the Nukva. The divine emotional attributes must possess mature adult intellect. Nonetheless, we are also required to rectify together with them the coupling of Abba and Ima, so that intellect descends from them, Abba and Ima, to Zerantin and the Nukva. And that will enable the latter, Zerantin and the Nukva, to couple. Then the divine beneficence, food and children and all other needs will descend into the material world from them. In order for Zerantin and Nukva, the divine emotional attributes and their means of expression, to couple fruitfully, they must possess mature adult intellect. Otherwise, their union will be subject to what we might call the vagaries of immaturity, of undeveloped emotions whose self-orientation, selfishness, will prevent them from interacting smoothly with each other. This maturity they receive from their parents, from Abba and Ima, from the divine intellect proper, But in order for Abba and Ima to transfer intellectual consciousness and perspective to Zeranpin and Nukva, they themselves must couple properly. Before I go on, I have an unwritten commentary so that you begin to get a fuller perspective. Zeranpin and the Nukva do not have the upper three sephirot. They must receive these upper three sephirot from Bina. And actually the combination, the unity of Arikanpin and Bina, of Hakma and Bina. Since if you perceive the Tree of Life, that Zeranpin receives from Bina and from Hakma, from the right and left columns, the mental abilities, the intellect, how does it get to Malchut? It must flow through Zeranpin. So Zeranpin is receiving the upper three sephirot for the male, but it is channeling the upper three sephirot for the female. And it's only through this process of coupling between Zeranpin and Malchut that Malchut receives its own intellectual properties. And it is from these teachings that all of the chauvinism that is perceived within Judaism comes from. Because unless Malchut has been granted through Zeranpin these intellectual properties, the world is not quite right. I hope that begins to help you understand some of the aspects of Judaism. I will continue reading. We must therefore question what our sages of blessed memory said, namely that the Holy One, blessed be He, will not enter the upper Jerusalem until He will enter the lower Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the home into which the male principle enters in order to couple with the awaiting female principle. Entering Jerusalem is an appellation for the coupling of the male and female principles, alluded to by the terms the Holy One and Jerusalem, respectively. More precisely, Jerusalem is the home into which the male principle enters in order to couple with the awaiting female principle. In its plain meaning, this statement refers to the spiritual antecedent of Jerusalem and the physical Jerusalem. But in its mystical meaning, it implies that Abba and Ima do not couple unless Zeranpin and the Nukva do so first. This cannot be, for those above, Abba and Ima, are called the companions that never separate, as opposed to those below, Zeranpin and Nukva, who are called lovers, who do not couple constantly, but only on known occasions. Why indeed are Abba and Ima called companions that never separate? It is stated in the Zohar, in the Tikkuni Zohar, in reference to the verse, "You shall send away the mother," that this implies two divorces, that of the supernal Shekhinah and that of the lower Shekhinah. The supernal Shekhinah is Ima, and the lower Shekhinah is the Nukva. This is alluded to more explicitly in the words the mother. In Hebrew, et ha'em. The direct particle et alludes to the lower mother, which encompasses all the letters of the alphabet, from aleph to tav. In Hebrew, the direct object here, the word the in the mother, is usually preceded by an untranslated particle et, spelled aleph to tav, or aleph tav. Inasmuch as malchut, the nukva, is the means of expression, thought, or speech, or action, it encompasses the entire language of expression. These are the letters of thought, the letters of speech, and the letters of action. Nukva is the lower mother, the source of the physical world below it. The word mother itself refers to the supernal mother, Ima. It thus appears that there is a situation in which Ima is divorced from Abba. How then can the Zohar insist that their union is continuous? There are two types of coupling, one external and one internal. The answer is that there are two types of coupling, one external and one internal. The external one is never lacking and requires no arousal from below, and exists in order to sustain all the worlds. As our sages state, marital relations are good for the woman, good for the embryo, and good for the milk. The external superficial coupling of Abba and Ima is indeed continuous and supplies all reality with the minimal life force it requires in order to continue to exist. The statement of the sages reads, during the first 3 months of pregnancy, marital relations are harmful to the woman and to the embryo. During the middle 3 months, they are harmful for the woman, but good for the embryo. During the final 3 months, they are good for the woman and good for the embryo. Presumably, the Arizal is referring to the final trimester, when the woman is most visibly a mother or pregnant. The second is for the sake of issuing new souls into the world. It is with reference to this coupling that the Holy One, blessed be He, swears that He will not enter the upper Jerusalem until He enters the lower Jerusalem. The term new souls means both literally new souls that will invest physical bodies, and all new spiritual revelations of divine consciousness. The modern term from the Talmud is the chidush, the new wisdom that some people are given the merit to reveal out of the Torah itself. The meaning is that he will not enter the higher Jerusalem until Zeranpin and the Nukva are ready to enter. The meaning cannot be to really enter, for the purpose of their coupling, that of Zeranpin and Nukva, is to elicit new souls from Abba and Ima. And if Abba and Ima do not elicit mature mentality for themselves, how can it descend from them to Zeranpin and the Nukva? The order followed in the transmission of new souls is as follows. Zeranpin and Nukva elicit them from Abba and Ima. Abba and Ima elicit them from Arichanpin. And Arichanpin elicits them from Atik Yomin. And so on to the end of all levels. For the higher one is presided over by a higher one yet. And there are yet higher ones above them. Judgment is predominant in the feminine archetype, while inclusiveness predominates in the male archetype.
Therefore, the words until he enters mean until they are ready to enter. From all this, it follows that our main task is to rectify Zeranpin and the Nukva and cause them to couple, and that the principal coupling consists of the sweetening of the states of Givurah, of the Nukva, by coupling them with the states of Chesed. The coupling of Givurah with the states of Chesed. Givurah, judgment, is predominant in the feminine archetype, while Chesed, inclusiveness, predominates in the male archetype. When we take the Aravot, which is the states of Givurah, connected to the five final letters in Sukkot, at the end of Sukkot on Hoshana Rabbah, and we beat them on the ground, we are sweetening those states of Givurah by attaching them to the states of Chesed. It's just one example of the mitzvot that we do is designed to sweeten the states of Givurah, which is how Zeranpin and Malchut unite with each other and thus create the conditions that the higher states of Abba and Ima can now unite with each other on the internal level, because the external level is always united. I'm continuing to read. Know that the states of Givurah within the feminine archetype are embodied in the final letters, Mem and Nun, Sadi, Pe, and Cha, which combine numerical value as 280. These five letters possess final forms, which indicate the stopping of the flow of the meaning in the word. And we have the line where we see the Mem is 40, the Nun is 50, the Tzadi is 90, the Pe is 80, and the Kaf is 20, and you add them together, it's 280. With this, you will be able to understand a very deep secret. Namely, the one who gave Abraham the advice to circumcise himself was Mamre, who personified the states of Givurah. For the numerical value of his name is 281, which is 280 plus the Kolel. When God commanded Abraham to circumcise himself, he consulted with Enar, Eshkol, and Mamre. Enar said, "You will make yourself a cripple. The relatives of the kings you killed will come and kill you." Another opinion is that Enar told him, "You are already 99 years old. Why subject yourself to this pain?" His friend Eshkol said, "You are old. If you cut yourself, you will bleed to death." And another opinion is that Eshkol said, "Why arouse the wrath of your enemies, who oppose doing anything that promotes consciousness of the divine?" And Mamre said, "Your God stood by you in the fiery furnace, in the famine, in your war against the kings. And if he asks you to circumcise yourself, you wouldn't listen?" Commentaries on the paragraph above. The opinions in parentheses are those of Bereshit Rabbah. It's a book of Midrash. According to the Chisuni, Abraham did not consult with his three friends, for he intended to fulfill God's command unhesitatingly. He merely wished to test their reaction to what he was about to do, and found that only Mamre had the proper attitude. According to the
Zikanin, a commentary written by the authors of the Tosafot. The Tosafot are rabbis living in France in the Dark Ages. And they're one of the important commentaries on the Talmud. Abraham asked his friends whether or not to circumcise himself publicly or privately, or how to convince his servants to circumcise themselves also. According to the Maharal of Prague, Abraham consulted with his friends in order to demonstrate that even if they counseled him against fulfilling God's command, he would do it anyway. And to demonstrate that he was fulfilling God's command with full awareness of what he was doing and not impetuously. Mamre is spelled Mem, Mem, Resh, Aleph, which has a gematria of 281. 280 signifies, as we saw, the states of Gevurah, which seek to couple and thereby be sweetened. As long as Abraham was uncircumcised, he could not couple. For the supernal chesed that is revealed in the mouth of Ima withdraws when it reaches the foreskin. Mamre therefore advised him to circumcise himself. The mouth of Ima signifies Malchut of Ima. The expression of the intellect as it passes from Ima to Zeranpin. If the chesed issuing from Ima to Zeranpin encounters a foreskin, a blockage, in the yesod of Zeranpin, it recedes back into Ima. Zeranpin is thus left without the full mentality of Ima and cannot properly couple with the nukva. As we know, Abraham had three friends, Einar, Eshkol, and Mamre. Einar personified the states of Gevurah within Zeranpin, which number 320, this being the numerical value of Einar. Einar is spelled Ayin Nun Resh, which is 320. Eshkol personified Yesod of Zeranpin, which is associated with the name Shaddai, and causes the states of Chesed within the name Echieh, which is associated with Ima, to descend. This is indicated by the fact that the numerical value of the regression of Echieh is 44, as you know, and thus the combined numerical value of this regression and the name Shaddai is the same as that of Eshkol, plus the Kollel. And please remember, 44 is the numerical value of the word for Dam, which is blood. So we see that Eshkol is connected to judgments, and Einar is connected to judgments. And we see Eshkol is spelled Aleph Shin Kaf Vav Lamed, which totals 357. And Echieh is spelled Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Its regression is Aleph Aleph Hey, Aleph Hey Vav, Aleph Hey Vav Hey. And we have a line indicating how that arrives to 44. Shaddai is spelled Shin Dalet Yud, totaling 314. And if we add 44 to 314, we get a total of 358. And 358 is the gematria of both the Mashiach and the Nachash, the snake. I only tell you that to help your understanding fully of what sweetening judgments relates to. Because the
conflict between the snake, the Nahash, and the Mashiach is one of this coupling, this one of this process of sweetening the judgments. I'm continuing to read. Eshkol thus signifies the effect of the name Shaddai on the name Echieh. And this is the meaning of the name Shaddai as the one who sustains and provides for all. The name Shaddai, as we shall see, is explained in various ways. Here it is taken to mean whose divine power suffices to sustain all reality. It could be that the phrase, who sustains and provides for all, alludes to the name Eshkol, the last syllable of which, kol, means all. And I am adding, Eshkol can be translated as all fire or all passion. And this is why Yesod is called Shaddai, for it is the external dimension of Yesod, which participates in the external coupling, which causes everything else to couple, and provides for everything, as we have explained regarding Ima. This means that just as Ima participates in two types of coupling, so do Zerantin and Nukva participate in two types of coupling. Just as with Abba and Ima, the external superficial coupling of Zerampin and Nukva channels the basic life force necessary to keep the world functioning. These are the states of Gitorah within Yesod, as our sages have explained. The name Shaddai means that God is the one who said enough to his world. This name gives strength and the ability to limit to the states of Givurah, for the unhindered states of Chesed extend without limit. The name Shaddai describes God as simultaneously being powerful enough to provide infinitely and powerful enough to limit the inherent nature of creation. If the attribute of Chesed had operated unchecked during creation, the world would have gone on being created infinitely. The attribute of Givurah, powered by the name Shaddai, limited and reignited in the attribute of Chesed. Thus, the name Shaddai describes God as simultaneously being powerful enough to provide infinitely and powerful enough to limit the inherent nature of creation to extend without limits. They also said that the name Shaddai means that God overrides the natural order, and this is also done through the states of Givurah. God is the only one with the power and ability to override the natural order that he established. Thus, we see that all three explanations of the name Shaddai reflect its association with the states of Givurah within Yesod. Thus, Enar and Eshkol respectively personify the Givurah states within Zerampin as a whole, and within Yesod of Zerampin in particular. Neither of these Givurah states are sweetened by the coupling of Zerampin and the Nukva. Only the Givurah states of the Nukva itself are so affected. These two, Enar and Eshkol, are not sweetened by coupling. They therefore did not advise Abraham to circumcise himself, for they would gain nothing by it. But Mamre, whose main sweetening occurs through coupling, did advise Abraham to circumcise himself. For as long as Abraham was uncircumcised, Chesed withdrew from him, and he, Mamre, could not be sweetened. He therefore advised him to circumcise himself. This is the meaning of, and God appeared to him.
Now that Chesed has been revealed in the mouth of Ima, because Abraham circumcised himself, the Shekhinah appears to him in order to receive these states of Chesed. The Nukva prepared to receive the states of Chesed that would sweeten her inherent Gevura. And how did the Shekhinah appear to him? In the plains of, meaning in the strength of. God revealed himself to Abraham in the strength of the states of Gevura, which are alluded to by the word Mamre, whose numerical value is 280, as we explained. The states of Gevura revealed themselves to Abraham in order to be sweetened by the coupling of Zeran Pin and the Nukva. That's the end of our class tonight. Are there any questions? Tomorrow we will have two classes, one at 4:30, the Deep Zohar class, and tonight's class will help in our understanding of the Brit Milah and the circumcision essays that we're studying currently in the Deep Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Bid you all Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Good night.
Good night, all.